So several years ago, an advisory board was put together to discuss where do we go moving forward based on the totality of the data we had with regard to PARP inhibitors and prostate cancer. And PROFOUND was sort of the product of that meeting, where we basically felt that it is time to pre-select patients. Proof of the principle, which is that a PARP inhibitor has activity in the context of what I would say clinically meaningful activity in the context of patients with tumors that have DNA damage response defect. And basically, PROFOUND was designed that way. We also wanted to make sure, because this is an area of uncharted waters, so to speak, we wanted to make sure that this is more in the second, third line as opposed to front line, because by then we had really active agents and we didn't want to test that concept frontline. And so PROFOUND was designed to look at men who had metastatic castration-resistant prostate cancer that had progressed at least on one prior AR-targeted therapy, but it allowed multiple AR-targeted therapies. It also allowed prior chemotherapy for these patients. And there was a randomization. The patient's tumors were tested. The majority of them had primary tumor tissue that was tested. Some underwent biopsy, but the fundamental backbone of the project was actually tissue-based genomics. And the patients who had then DNA repair defects that fit within a 15-panel DNA repair defect pathways were selected. Because there was more data with PARP inhibitors in patients with BRCA1, BRCA2, and ATM, we created two cohorts. One is the BRCA1, BRCA2, and ATM. That's cohort A. And then cohort B was any other DNA repair defect alterations in there, partly because we had no real definitive data on whether a PARP inhibitor will be very active in these patient population. The patients were randomized 2-to-1 in favor of olaparib. And then radiographic progression-free survival by independent central review was the primary endpoint. And I should point out that all patients who were on the control arm of AR-targeted drug based on their physician's choice had the chance to actually cross over to active treatment upon progression. The testing was done through Foundation, a special panel that was companion diagnostic there. And the patients that were, again, pre-selected based on the 15 gene panel, the men were also stratified by prior exposure to chemotherapy or not. And as I mentioned, this was a fairly heavily pretreated patient population where everyone obviously had an AR-targeted therapy for castration-resistant disease. Many patients had both seen Enza and Abby, and over 60% of the patients have seen chemotherapy, and I believe somewhere about a fifth of the patients have seen both taxane and cabazitaxel. So a fairly heavily pretreated patient population.
Could I just clarify this Foundation assay? So this wasn't the Foundation 1 assay? It was a specific?
No, it's a modified assay.
Okay.